The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome back to this episode of the Auto Detailing Podcast. I'm Jimbo, your host. In fact, this is the Daily Detail Tip. Anyway, in this episode, I just want to talk about how to get your first couple clients. I want to give you a couple free ways that work extremely well and a couple, or at least one paid way that works extremely well. And so that's what we're going to be talking about on this Daily Detail Tip as quickly as I possibly can spit it out of my mouth. So a couple free ways that work extremely well as a mobile detailer, and that's my background. If you haven't been here very long, my background is I've been mobile detailing for 12 years. Within the last year, moved into a shop that I do a multitude of things out of, detailing being one of those, but also this podcast studio is out of here. My YouTube channel is out of this studio space. It's definitely more of a creative space for me than it is a detailing business studio, but I do both here, and as well as go mobile from time to time. But I'll tell you what, once you have a shop and you have a clean bathroom and you got AC in the office and you got a mini fridge that's full of snacks, it's really hard to go mobile. Anyway, that's not what this Daily Detail Tip is about, though. All those things are probably good tips in and of themselves. Anyway, today's Daily Detail Tip has to do with getting clients, and especially, or more specifically, I should say, is getting those first initial few clients. And that could be a really big hurdle for a lot of people, is how do you get those first few clients that maybe aren't friends and family? And if you haven't started with friends and family, I would definitely encourage you to start there. That's by far the best place to start, is with friends and family cards. Friends, family, and neighbors. Those are the top three. But beyond that, how do you get those first few clients that don't know you, that you're not related to? So here's a couple ways. The first way is to do a car in a neighborhood. So in a neighborhood that has good traffic, even better if there is a school in that neighborhood. So I was lucky enough that my parents' house was right across the street from a school. So when I was doing, I would plan my day if I had not much going on, that I would be out in the driveway detailing a car at either morning drop-off or afternoon pickup. And the reason I would do that is because during the day there wasn't a whole lot of traffic going on, but there was a huge influx of traffic during those times. So early in the morning and then mid-afternoon. So I would be out there with, I started with a trailer, so my trailer would be wide open. It would be plainly obvious that I was out washing and detailing a car, and there was a lot of traffic. So inevitably, there would be questions. People would be looking. I got a slew of clients like that, some who really turned into regulars. Another tip is Starbucks. Go to your local Starbucks in the morning, especially if you're mobile, and sit out in the parking lot with your van, your trailer, your truck, whatever, that is clean, looks nice, and it's obviously presentable, and your lettering or your vinyl logos are very clear and obvious to see, for everyone to see. That's huge. And if you could park somewhere close to the entrance and exit and by the drive-thru, I mean, all the places that you can think of to get as many eyeballs as possible, that's definitely the best way to do it. This is, again, how I got one of my, I had a recurring client. It was three cars weekly. I did them for about 7 years. If it rained or if they were out of town, if I was out of town, I didn't take care of their cars. But for the better part of 7 years, I did three cars every week for them. And it was because I was getting a coffee at Starbucks pretty much every day. And or every time I was out on the road or going to a detail job, I would go get a Starbucks. So those are the two, really, and I got multiple, actually, now that I started thinking about it, I got multiple reoccurring clients from that Starbucks parking lot, because, yeah, the people, my first clients that I got, they actually had an office building adjacent to the Starbucks. And so I was there weekly, and from there got even more clients. And so that was really, really beneficial to do that. So again, those are two free ways. Another third free way to do it is one thing I used to also do is my dad worked in like a strip mall, I guess they call them, or like a parking lot with a grocery store in it. I don't know if like strip malls, what you're not supposed to call it anymore. I have no idea. Anyway, so what I would do, again, high traffic area, a lot of people coming, a lot of people going, just a high traffic area. And what I would do is if I had nothing going on, I would wash his car in the parking lot in a high traffic section, not in the way, but, you know, in the back corner or someplace that I knew people would see me, but it wasn't in the way. And again, just drawing eyeballs. This is where a foam cannon really comes in handy. If you could do it, trying to draw eyeballs, get attention, really, really, really important. So if none of those ways work or you don't like any of those ways, fair enough, and you have a little bit of money or you have more money than time, I guess, running Google Ads is by far the best way you could do it. Now, a while back, and I haven't done one lately, I should probably refresh it and redo a new one. But a long time ago, if you go to autodetailingpodcast.com/Google, actually don't even know if it's still up, autodetailingpodcast.com/Google will get you, because I thought I took it down, but it does. It gets you to the Google AdWords for the modern auto detailing business. I will say this course is still for sale. It is outdated. You can buy it, and it's definitely more of a beginner course. However, it gives you the basics. And it, my tagline is discover how you can increase your revenue by over $2,000 a month and get new clients or new customers begging you to use your services, because it is literally the best way to do it, to get new clients. I mean, hands down, there's just no ifs, ands, or buts about it. If you have a little bit of money, it's the quickest way to get your phone ringing with new clients. However, it does take money to do that. So if you don't have money, those other three options are good, viable ways to get clients. They're not as effective as Google. They don't work as often, but they are really, really, really effective. So with that, hope you guys enjoyed that daily detail tip that went over 7 minutes. Sorry about that. A lot of info there. So if you did enjoy that, go over to my YouTube channel. You can go to autodetailingpodcast.com/YouTube. We'll get you there where I give even more stuff. I do tips and tricks and a lot of torture tests, and it's a lot of fun. So if you will go over there and subscribe, I'd love you forever. And thanks for listening to this episode. See ya.